Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm your host, Ellen Tang, and I'm joined by Glenn Schultz, the head of agency mortgage prepayment modeling and strategy for MUFG. Today is Tuesday, May 18th, and thank you for joining us on this month's show. How are you, Glenn?
Now, Ellen, nice to speak with you, and thank you for inviting me today. I'm well.
Always good to have you with us. The April remittance data showed, came out. It showed that the Fannie Mae 30-year aggregate prepayment speeds declined 20.8% on a month-over-month basis down to 28 CPR, which was nearly a 12-month low. Does this April print reinforce the idea that the refinancing wave is near its end?
Yeah, Ellen, the aggregate prepayment speeds measured by Fannie Mae 30-year MBS are really now at their 12-month low. But investors and traders don't really realize the aggregate. Rather, they realize the prepayment of the pools and the cohorts that they own. So take, for example, the 30-year 3-coupon cohort, which has been, one of the favorites of originators to refinance. If you look at the all cohort threes, the April speed was 37.6 CPR, which was down 21% on a month-over-month basis from the March speed on 47 CPR, and slightly above the April 2020, speed. If you look at the 2019, which is like the super favorite cohort, then the April 2021 speed was 44 CPR versus a March 2020 of 56 CPR, and that's a 22% decline. But again, we're right on top of the April 2020 speeds. So we have cohorts reporting speeds that are at or modestly above the April 2020 data. But in my opinion, April 2020 was really the onset of the refinance wave. So overall, the data tells me that the refinance wave may have peaked, but it's still not over, because on an absolute level, prepayment rates are still very high, and you still see originators, paying specific attention to certain coupon and cohort vintages that have a high likelihood of being refinanceable.
Yes. So, most investors would counter that the mortgage rates are now 30 basis points above their January low of 2.65%, and that mortgage rates are near 3% now will dampen the refinance wave. Do you agree with their position?
Well, Ellen, the point that they're making is correct, right? However, refinance waves end only for two reasons. One, the pool of eligible and willing borrowers is exhausted, right? And there's no one really left to refinance. Or two, mortgage rates rise to the point that few borrowers are eligible and willing to refinance. Now, certainly both of these can kind of come together to end a refinance wave. Still, I believe we have a rather deep bench of eligible borrowers to refinance. I mean, they take a little bit more work than that first group that we've seen over the last 12 months. But a 3% mortgage rate really is not an impediment to many of these borrowers. So the 2.5s are still in the money. Obviously, the 3 coupons are in the money. 3.5s are in the money. And that's still a very, very attractive rate to many borrowers. So I think we still have some legs in this refinance wave.
So Glenn, let's talk a little bit about your views on the prepayment rates coming up for May. What are you thinking there?
Sure. Yeah, the street consensus is near another 20% month-on-month decline. But I think we will see a decline more around minus 15% on a month-over-month basis. And then going forward, I expect prepayment rates to stabilize and actually increase somewhat in the summer months, right? Part of that is going to be obviously the summer seasonals of turnover and those types of things. But also, we're going to see kind of that mid-February to mid-April rise in mortgage rates that went from like 275 to 320 work its way through the originator pipelines. And, next month it will have worked its way through, prepayment models and those types of things. And so what we actually are seeing is, sort of the rate component of refinancings or prepayments begin to pick up again in the summer months. So I think we will see, a combination of both rate-driven and seasonal factors take prepayment rates back up somewhat.
So it sounds like you're saying that the investor will get a much needed reprieve from the 50 CPR and higher prints that we've been seeing as of late, but overall prepayment rates will still remain somewhat elevated. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right, Ellen. I mean, 50 CPR is a pretty big number. And now it's beginning to look like we're settling into, you know, a relatively narrow trading range on the 10-year treasury. So I talked to George Gonclaves, our strategist. You know, and that range looks like it may be between 1.5 and 1.75 in the summertime. So that's a pretty tight range. Now, if that's the case, then aggregate prepayment rates settled around, you know, a mid 20 to 30 CPR. And then the faster cohorts, like the threes of 2019, those probably pay in the high 30 to low 40 CPR range. So certainly not the 50 CPRs that people have been seeing. But then through the summer months, that should continue. And then I would expect to see prepayments decline, you know, going through Q3 2021. Now that's going to be two things, right? That's going to be, first of all, you know, the fall seasonal factors will begin kicking in. But then also, I think what we will begin to see is some burnout, right? So we'll take out some more of those willing borrowers, and there'll be a degree of burnout that will start putting a headwind against the against prepayment waves. So at that point, I think, you know, the refinance wave will largely have ended. You know, obviously barring, you know, another, you know, massive rally in sort of treasury rates.
Yeah, absolutely. And Glenn, I'm sure that we're all eager to sort of see what May has in front of us for the prepayment speeds. And I look forward to catching up with you next month after the report comes out. And thank you as always for joining us.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you very much for having me.
And thank you everyone for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. You can rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.